Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Check, 1, 2, 3. Check, 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 1, 2, 3. VITV up in this. God damn it. Fucking time. Shit.
Okay, let's try it again. Vince LeBay here with you. Welcome. Thank you for joining me
for this impromptu late night program.
Really excited to have a couple of callers. And I'd like to talk about obviously token rights, probably the conversation. But I'd like to touch on this whole Gaza situation.
I don't know what I can do about the Patriot Greg. I can't believe it. You know what? It seems to Patriot Greg more when I have the music playing in the background. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I've tried everything. You know, I do speed tests before my show. And my bandwidth is fine. I've tried different browsers. I don't even want to get into it. I think there's just a multitude of factors going on that are causing the Patriot Gregging. I apologize. If it gets really bad, just somebody personal message me, and I will make sure to I'll just call in on my phone. Anyway. Yeah, so this whole Gaza thing. Over the past, two or three days, Anonymous, and I put that in quotations, Anonymous, they took down something like, 1,000 websites? And, in solidarity for the Palestinians who are getting the shit bombed out of them. But I noticed some of these sites don't seem to seem relevant to the whole situation to me. I saw one of these lists of websites that were defaced or taken down. And what I found was, a small pastry business website, a digital imaging company website, a soft drink manufacturer who actually was an Arabic, owned by an Arab and situated in a part of Israel that is predominantly Arab. Yeah, I know what they. And then, okay. So they were going after anything with a .il. All right, fine, I get it. Great. Okay, you're just gonna nail all the low hanging fruit, and people are gonna be impressed by the shock. You're gonna be shocked. You know, it's gonna be shock and awe. And I get it. What I don't get is there's this Argentinian hacker who is taking down websites in New Zealand in solidarity with the Palestinians. What is that all about? Like, what does taking down a website in New Zealand? It was like a fashion website in New Zealand. What does that have to do with anything related to Gaza? I don't know. Maybe somebody has more information than I do. Maybe these New Zealanders are secretly supplying the Israelis with high-end fashion. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But it just boggles my mind. And I sent a tweet to
Commander X was tweeting out all the different websites that were going down, and as he tweeted them, I would look them up on Google in the cache. And I tweeted him. I said, "Dude, what does taking down an alien fashion website have to do with supporting the people of Gaza, the Palestinians?" And he got all up. He's like, "What the fuck, Vince? I'm just reporting this. I didn't do it. Ask the person who did it." Well, you know what? Why don't you just give me your opinion? You know, what, you know, you're obviously posting a website. Do you not even check what website it is that got taken down? It's just, a website got taken down. Solidarity with Gaza. I just think that's fucking retarded. But that's just me. I don't know. I mean, I am as incensed with the whole situation over there as anybody. I think it's a very sad, pretty much hopeless situation there. And it has been for decades. And this happens every year or so. I mean, there's always skirmishes going on, always little bombings here and there. But every once in a while, something escalates and more rockets fly out of Gaza and more missiles rain down into Gaza. And it's really fucking retarded. Yeah, we can just all get along. I don't know why they gave those Palestinians that little Gaza Strip anyway. I mean, they're just... It's just like putting a bunch of animals in a cage together. Like, they shouldn't... Like, they should have just... When they created Israel, they shouldn't have done this West Bank Gaza bullshit. They should have just said, "You know what, guys? We're creating Israel and this other country called Jordan. So you Arabs, you can go to Jordan, all right?" But they didn't do that. They rather have a little strip on the coast that they can keep, essentially just cage them in, and it's just. It's like a police state mad scientist experiment gone horribly wrong. And it's really sad to see, because also these Palestinians and the Jews and the Christians, for that matter, were all sons of Abraham, okay? We're all the sons and daughters of Abraham. And we shouldn't be fighting like this. We should come together. All right? But, yeah. That's more or less how I feel about this situation. I want to know what you think. I'm going to take your calls momentarily. I got a lot of people on the board. And what I'm going to do is do a little call screening and come right back. In the meantime, I want you to check out this track from The Coup. The Coup, currently on tour. They just came out with a brand new record. Boots Riley and his funky cast of characters have a new record out called Sorry to Bother You. I would highly recommend you purchase the record on whatever you purchase it on, iTunes, Amazon, the back of some guy's trunk, I don't care. You should get it. Support Boots Riley and The Coup. They're on the road right now. They just got through touring Europe, and they are now touring the United States. I believe they are up in the Pacific Northwest right now. I think they just played Portland, and I think they're going to do Seattle and Vancouver. Anyways, check them out. They're on tour. They're the funkiest live band going, as far as I'm concerned. And Boots Riley is a friend of the show. I've actually done some work with him in the past. So here's the first single off the Coos album. This is called The Magic Clap. I'll be right back.
Come on, kids!
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this. Big ups to everybody hanging out in the chit chat room. The non sicko, Cyber Monkey, Dougie Doug, Gonzo PhD, Hammurabi's Code, Jewish producer, Liberal One, LOL What 0, Melissa 13, Nyan Whale, Stabaham Al Hugs, Stab Hamed, sorry, Stab Hamed Al Hugs, Vert Wild Goose in the house, and rounding it out, X You Out. Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to go to the line phone lines now. I've got several callers holding, and I'm going to go to first an old friend of the show who hasn't called in a long time, and I'm very happy to have him back and look forward to what he has to say. So without any further ado, welcome, Forsaken, to the program. How's it going?
Yeah, what's up, man? How are you doing, Vince?
I'm doing great, Forsaken. Just got done servicing some glory holes this evening.
Business, oh, man.
Business was a little slow. So I had to close up shop early. And since I got home early, I decided, what the heck, fire up a show. It's Saturday night. Let's party.
Fuck yeah, man. Vince in the Bay.
So what's been going on with you, Forsaken? It's been a long time, bro.
Not much, man. Just fucking chilling much. Not really going on Twitter, you know, just watching the... Well, I have been going on Twitter, but I haven't been really tweeting that much. Just been watching what's going on and shit with Gaza and Op Israel. I actually had a few things I actually wanted to say about Op Israel's targets, as you were discussing earlier. Actually, one of them is that if you notice on most of the sites on that Pastebin link, if you Google up some of the sites, most of them are posted on other Pastebins of SQL injection vulnerable sites, as well as other R5 vulnerable sites. So if you kind of look at it that way, can't you say that the credibility of this is a little bit too easy and not really, I mean, you can look at it how it's a .io or .gov.io, you know, but it's still at the fact that it's really not that complex of a hack.
Yeah, it's essentially low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, and then like when they say it's anonymous, you look at most of these defaces, and they're like Chilean hackers and Argentinian hackers. So
there's no mention of anonymous at all.
Well, no. I mean, if you look at the media and they talk about how there's this 1,000 you know website link on a Pastebin, they say it's all anonymous.
Yeah. But when you go to the actual sites and the defacement, it just says, yo, this is Hector. I'm from Argentina. I fucked this shit up. Check it out.
Yeah, I mean, most of those sites are like, you know, small jewelry sites or clothing sites, you know, fashion, stuff like that, you know. I don't really see how, you know, they really affect Gaza more than just, you know, like supplying Israel of their usual goods. I mean, I could see how, you know, like, hey, let's retaliate, you know, because, you know, they're blocking Gaza's shipments of goods and foods, so it's all fair game. I could see that, but I don't know. It's just my criticism.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Anybody else calling in, or what's up?
Yeah, we've got plenty of folks coming on. Are you going to stay on the panel for a little bit here?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do this. Let's see who else we have here. We have Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, you're on the air. What's up, dude? Unmute yourself.
Hammurabi.
Good call. Sorry about that. How are you doing, Saken?
Not much, man. Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I just hit you on Jabber. Let me know if you get that through Jabber.
All right, no problem. I'm not near my computer right now, so.
No worries. Have you, I do like what you had to say about Op Israel there. In fact, on that note, I think I'm going to see if I can't get Gats in here to kind of bring us up to speed on what's really going on with Op Israel. Because
right.
I don't know if you guys know this. Not only is he a master hacker, he's a master doxer as well. In fact, just earlier this evening, he said he got my docs in 10 minutes, so maybe he can drop those on the air. Let's find out.
Let's have him call in, man.
I'm working on it.
Just tweet at him and be like, hey, come on the show.
Of course he's gone. God damn it. He hopped out of IRC like a little bitch. So now I got to track him down on Twitter because I know that faggot's not asleep yet.
What is he on, ReaperSec IRC?
Yeah, and my channel, it's just Hammy. You can feel free to hop in whenever. I'll add you to the AOP list.
I don't really do IRC, man, but I appreciate it.
No worries. I haven't seen you in before. I would expect you to start now.
Well, you know where to find me. It's cool. I appreciate it, though. It's cool.
No worries.
Yeah. Shit, man. What's been going on with me since Op Israel? Like, that's the only thing I've been really seeing, like, been going on recently. Besides that whole gay Op New Blood shit.
Well, Mr. Getz is, earlier today, he has finally figured out that both the Rust League and ReaperSec are working together. We're in cahoots, you understand.
In cahoots.
To take down Barrett Brown and probably all of Anonymous. I haven't gotten that answer yet. But maybe we can get that on the air, too.
Well, I could say this right now. Barrett Brown got himself taken down. No pun intended. Nobody else had to do shit.
I know. Everybody's told him that. I mean, realistically, you watch one or two of the videos or, I don't know, read the arraignment and see the videos, there's no question.
Yeah.
He says he's done both, but is very adamant that ReaperSec in particular, whoever called him last, which was Shadow, is to blame for his ultimate vanning. I mean, I hope that shit's around when my kids are kids. I hope at some point it becomes a meme.
Shadow just happened to be in the tiny chat when it happened. I mean, like, the FBI doesn't just, like, come out, like, you know, you can't just call up the FBI and be like, hey, go, there's this and this going on. He's on tiny chat. Go raid his place. They'll just fucking come at the, like, when you least expect it, man. That's what happened with Barrett. So.
Well, yeah. Didn't they use his weed smoking from the prior night as an excuse to fucking bust down his door anyway?
I don't even know. That actually wasn't even the case at all. I don't even think that even happened. All I'm aware of is that the FBI kicked down his door and shit. And
I don't know why anybody...
him up and took him away.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I want to bring something up. Check this out. I think we have Doxin on the air. Go ahead, Doxin, you're on.
Well, actually, it's Smoop. How are you?
Oh, my bad.
Smoop.
Oh, Smoop. I thought it was something. My bad. Actually,
No. It's okay. How's everybody tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing, Smoop?
I'm good. Just relaxing. Actually, surprised Forsaken. See you, Forsaken. How are you?
Not much, man. Just chilling and fucking, you know, enjoying the show. I have, like, second time calling, long time listener. But good to see you on here.
Definitely, man. I haven't seen you in a minute. Vince, I mean, the whole thing with guys, here's my opinion on it. I'm kind of being a little bit serious here. I really don't mind the Anons, you know, doing their thing. For example, one Anon who I do appreciate, you know, his work is Anon Sicko, for example. You know, he's not in it for the fame. For example, there's one Anon in particular I don't like, and that's Commander X, because, well, he's a jackass who's doing it for the fame. Otherwise, why would he be tweeting those websites? I mean, it's like you asked, why are you tweeting those websites?
The only thing I really got to say about Commander X, you know, is that,
Here's the thing about Commander X. Let me tell you about him. He's scared. He's like Jackal. He's like Emmy. They're scared, and they're scared of me, dude, and that's the thing. They're so scared that they had me blocked on Twitter, dude. Jackal was complaining, we're in the front page of the Encyclopedia of America. Well, dude, if you didn't have such a big fucking mouth, you wouldn't be on the front page, dude. Yeah, if you didn't have a big mouth and you wouldn't dox cops, and if your gutter should have a girlfriend and that's such a big fucking mouth, dude, like, you wouldn't be on the front page of Encyclopedia Dramatica.
Not only that, according to Vince, now we got cum docs from Cream Pies and shit. I'm not familiar with his work, but I'm going to look this shit up. We can add that. Is that already on the ED page, Shmoop?
I'm not sure. That's something I have to ask NatCash. I mean, and that's another thing. They're scared of NatCash, too. They're scared of fucking Hack the Planet. I mean, look at Voxenon right now. I mean, you should go in Voxenon sometime. Maybe wonder why their services are down and why they have services disabled right now.
I think I don't want to log into a honeypot or even go to a honeypot IRC. No, thank you, man.
You know what? I stay away from Tiny Chat and IRC. If you go to either of those, you're just asked.
Don't make a broad generalization about IRC, because there are IRCs out there that don't fucking log anything and don't have reverse shell.
I don't trust anything.
Yeah, but it all depends on the ops and shit and admins.
Right. WPFUX.org is a pretty good one. I'm pretty sure if you go to Reaper, you're going to get logged, but realistically, I think a good rule to follow, if you're an IRC, you don't fucking talk about serious business. You don't do it in PMs, you don't do it in the channel, you just talk about bullshit and talk shit to Gatsu. I mean, that's what it's there for.
You just use off the record and then use Jabber. That's what I have to say.
Well, that's another thing, Hammy.
Good call.
This guy Gatsu, I mean, who is he? I mean, I haven't heard of him until somebody on Jabber brought me up to speed and let me know about this guy. I mean, exactly who is he? I just want to make sure with what I got here.
He is some, I don't really know who he is, but from what I can see on his profiles, that he's like, I guess he says he's part of an anonymous like the other kids and shit, but...
Another Voxenon script kitty, nice.
No, I wouldn't say Voxenon, he's just a Bear Brown fan. Like a serious, like, hard-on Bear Brown fan. He's a Voxenon, right?
Yeah, he's in Voxenon. He's Stephen Pikes. His girlfriend confirmed his age the other night in Tiny Chat when we were fucking around calling him 14 or whatever. She had to pipe in and give his real age. Because God knows, she wouldn't want to be doxxed as a pedophile. Old Marie Fisher.
See, now, I don't really go on IRCs, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mark.
Stephen Pikes.
Hey, guys, relax. Relax. We've got plenty of time. We got tons of calls. We're going to try to squeeze everybody in because I know people are anxious. I got people that have been waiting 20 minutes. So I'm going to bring on some more callers here. But before I do that, I want to bring on Jihad, my associate producer, to get an update on how we're doing.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Man? I'm doing just peachy keen. And, you know, as far as Anon goes, have we ever known Anonymous to do anything that really made sense?
There were a few times, yeah, but that wasn't, that's
but,
actually,
but, you know, generally, you know, I mean, it's not like,
of course,
it's not like any of the anti-sec operations or lull-sec operations were really like, you know, oh, we know that this is going to make a big difference and things are going to change. So, you know, like them taking down like New Zealand websites and claiming, you know, that it was for Palestine. It makes as much sense as anything else, really.
Yeah.
Not to mention they're also claiming that they're hackers and they're still running on Windows.
Right, yeah, and they're just using, like, automated exploits. They're crawling sites and, you know, owning them and then posting up shit. That's all it's doing.
Well, what I have to say about LulzSec and AntiSec, I mean, what do you really expect for as, like, a serious, like, movement from a group that's called LulzSec when all of their, pretty much all of their hacks are pretty much basically, you know, all about lulz. It was really nothing serious, you know. The PBS hack, you know, that was all for laughs. The most of the PayPal dumps, those were for laughs and shit. They didn't really give a fuck. It was all just about not giving any shits at all. If you look at most of the IRC logs with Topiary and Sabu, that was the case. They didn't really give
and then
much
when things
shits.
When things went quote unquote serious, it was just actually the FBI trying to steer it in that direction.
And the thing I think most of the people on here don't know is when Sabu was raided on August, so was Jackal. I'm not sure if you guys know that at all, but pretty much I would be a little
we
bit
do
more
now.
Wary. Yeah, now you do. But what I'd be wary of is if Jackal, you know, Urine on News is, you know, a CI. That's what I mostly have to think because the whole case of Sabu is pretty serious. I mean, the fucking DA in New York is not fucking around. Let's put it that way. So
We know that Jackal is sucking the FBI's dick. Don't worry. We already know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to make that point across.
All right.
Because I'm just saying the New York DA does not fuck around. So, of course, he's going to try to, you know, make a few CIs out of the case, which he did.
Oh, yeah. And someone from Antisec confirmed a rumor recently that when Jackal got raided, the people in Antisec knew about it because they were working with the cabin crew who was ran by Jackal. And Sabu directly told the people in Antisec not to tell anybody about Jackal getting raided. And he didn't give any reason or anything. He just said that it needed to be kept a secret.
Well,
so
of course.
That itself is enough to, like, you know, implicate that something is going on there.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, it's not really much to expect. That's what the FBI does in any sort of, like, big hacker case. I mean, if you look at the other big hacker cases with hacktivism that's happened back in the 90s and early 2000s, all of those groups got disbanded by the FBI. There were CIAs. Even with the carding forms, you know, there were CIAs and informants.
Yeah.
And there's always an end to it. That's what you got to see. Whenever you're in a group and you're hacking shit publicly, there's always an ending point to it. People think they can never stop. I mean, that's the problem. Their ego gets in the way. That's what
right. Well, anytime you create an organization like that, you know, poses a threat in any real way, you know, the government's just going to initiate, like, COINTEL operatives against you, you know, and it's eventually going to end up with you not being able to do what you were doing in the first place. So, yeah, you know, you're not going to be able to do it forever. That's for sure. Yeah.
That's you know, there's I'm not saying that most, you know, from what I've seen and, you know, witnessed and heard, most underground groups don't really get caught compared to public group, because public groups are actually on the radar and they're on the
worldwide web compared
to underground.
And there's a lot more groups that aren't, you know, posting up pay spins of the shit that they're rooting
to define an underground. You know, it's not like some sort of, like, you know, a group that you can join or whatever. It's mostly, like, from, you know, my perspective, lone wolves, you know, people who don't really fucking act in groups or, you know, work with other people. And that's how it usually works. You know, it's for those who just want to know the differences between public and underground, you know.
Yeah. For those of you that aren't, you know, cool like us.
Yeah, we can put it in that way. Elite hack wars, whatever. However the fuck you say.
Computer machine hackers.
Hackers, okay. Hackers, I was pretty close.
I have on the line with me, I believe, I want to say this is probably Schmoop's favorite Anon. I believe we have Sicko. Is that Sicko?
Yeah, it's Sicko. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, what's up?
Not much. I'm really tired, so I don't really want to engage in a bunch of trolling. There'll be a lot of time for that in the upcoming weeks, but a couple of things were brought up, and I just wanted to clarify it a little bit. When we're talking about Opera Israel, you know, it's something that that a lot of us have thrown a lot of work in behind and have done a lot of real things. The hacks and the DDoSs and all of that, that's almost a moot issue. The real work is going into putting together care packages and making sure information gets in and out of Gaza and to counteract the propaganda being put out by the IDF and Israel. We can debate all day long about who owns the land, whatever. But the point right now is kids are being killed. Kids are being killed probably when they shouldn't be, you know, when kids shouldn't have to be killed. And a lot of us just, that's not okay. Not in this day and age, it's not okay to indiscriminately kill children. Once that stops, and there have been groups on the Palestine side that have said, if you allow medical supplies to get in and out of Gaza, if you stop killing people, then we will stop firing as well. But Israel isn't looking for that. But back to Op Israel. The DDoSs. Now, understand, I haven't been online a lot for the last couple days. I've been out at protests, so I haven't really seen a lot of what's going on, and things might have gone and evolved into the realm of the absurd since I've been gone. But what I saw, the random hacks and the random DDoSs, it's a protest. It's just like if we were to go downtown and shut down a bunch of Israeli-owned businesses or whatever. It's just kind of what it is. No harm is really caused to these people. Now, mind you, I'm talking DDoS strictly now. I'll get to hacks and all that.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking like Russell Knox type stuff.
I kind of want to interrupt you there. If you don't mind. But,
go ahead.
Now, the difference between protesting and DDoS attacks. Now, with a DDoS attack, you're actually you're denying somebody service, and at the same time, you're also costing the person that you're DDoSing or website a big bandwidth bill. Now, compared to protesting, I would at least think you're not costing anybody money except, you know, occupying land.
That's not necessarily true. When me and a dozen of my friends go into downtown San Jose on a Friday evening and from 4 to 6 o'clock shut down random banks, we definitely do cause these banks money.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
San Jose, California?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to
shut down anything there? Everything's already shut down.
Yeah, there are groups of people who view the banks, what the banks have done, as a great injustice, and every Friday decide they're going to go protest the banks. But that's a different story. It's the same concept. It's even the same concept. If I take enough people and stand them in front of a bank, people can't get through to get into the bank. The bank will eventually shut down, and when we leave, the bank will come back up with only minimal costs. You know, like take PayPal for example. PayPal can't prove any damages, and some of these people are looking at 15 or 30 years. And that's just not right. That's unacceptable. It's not cool. The punishment doesn't fit the crime. We all understand that we're engaging in some kind of civil disobedience, and that with that does come a punishment, But 15 years in prison is not an acceptable punishment for
rest
what,
in peace, Ryan Cleary. We miss you.
But again, back to Op Israel. What that does when people when Anonymous or whoever puts on that kind of spectacle, it's not necessarily about achieving results, because there's not really a lot you can do sitting from your computer at home. But what you can do is you can show people who you identify with, who you view as oppressed people, regardless of if that's legitimate or not, that these are people you view like that, and now that they see that you see their struggle, that they're no longer suffering alone. And that's one thing Israel has tried to do with Gaza. Israel has tried to sever Gaza off from the rest of the world. It's evidenced by apartheid walls. It's evidenced by roads that are closed to Palestinians. They can't get out. The fact that supplies can't come in. The fact that Gaza can't export goods or anything like that. Israel has tried to shut Gaza off. That's not okay. Not in a world when your smartphone can do things that the human mind wasn't able to think of, 30 years ago. Now your smartphone can do it. You carry it around in your pocket. It's not okay to say you want to bomb them back to the Stone Age. And even if you're at war with somebody, there are still certain things that aren't acceptable. And it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what your justification for it, there is no justification for killing babies. And so people want to identify and want to show these people that they see this cause. So they go on they put on this show, basically. And it shows the people in the region that, hey, we stand with you. It's the same thing. I've been out three nights in a row. I've been to a protest in San Francisco. We understand that little probably is going to come from marching down the streets in San Francisco for the people of Gaza. Like, that's really not going to do a lot. But what it will do is it'll show them that they're at least not suffering alone anymore, that the people who oppress them aren't cutting them off from the world like they're trying. And that's the whole motivation behind all of it. It's really not to get results. I think people look at it the wrong way a lot of the time. And I'll admit that some of it's stupid. You know what I mean? Some of it's retarded. You knocking down a site in Switzerland doesn't do any good. It doesn't make sense, and it has to at least make sense. But that's why you see anything with the .li getting knocked offline. Sorry for rambling.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
Would you
was
be
that
willing?
Sicko?
Yeah,
that's Sicko.
All right.
Would you be
Sorry.
Willing to kill a group of babies if it would stop the war in Gaza?
No.
Wow,
absolutely
dude.
Not.
That's
absolutely
selfish.
Not. No, look. No, look. Look. An 11-month-old baby did not get to decide. All right. When these wars are brought on by rich people who aren't fighting the wars. You cannot then decide that this 11-month-old has done something deserving of you taking their life away. If Israel decided to stop firing rockets right now, I guarantee you think everything would be peaceful. I would almost
Sicko.
Guarantee it, but that's not what Israel is looking for.
No, it's not. Of course not. Just weeks ago, they announced that within the next month, they're going to have a military invasion of Iran. I mean, they're ramping up towards that.
This is you cannot blame the oppressed people, and you cannot argue that the people of Palestine are not oppressed. The Israelis monitor the amount of calories they can take on a daily basis. That's not protecting yourself. That's prison shit. All right, Gaza is the world's largest open-air prison. That every little thing about their life is monitored and controlled by people who do not represent them, by people who if they had their way would eliminate them. That's not offense. That is oppression.
This guy Vert in the chat room there taking it serious.
Here's what I think about all of this. I think that killing sand niggers is wrong, but killing niggers is okay because they're actually not people.
Well,
right. That's just my opinion.
As for oppression, you know.
Regardless of your political beliefs, there is no excuse for killing a child. Look, Israel has the technology. All right.
Unless they're a nigger.
Of course, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you on
right,
the fact, you know,
right.
that babies are being killed.
From a logistics point of view, from just looking at it purely unattached, the amount of money that Israel spends on their military.
How do you
they
think
have
they
like
make
the
their
third
money,
biggest,
though?
They have like the third biggest army in the world, okay? We Americans give them billions of dollars a year. They have the technology.
And tanks.
All right, they have the technology to hit a man as he rides on a motorcycle. All right?
And I mean, that's bullshit because what happens is that the Jews are putting taxes on iPads and they're giving the money to Israel in order to bomb the Palestinians. It's not fair that these Jewish people are just putting taxes on everything. I mean, they put taxes on iPads and MacBooks and Starbucks. I mean, do you know how much a latte is not being with Jewish taxes? Jesus. Go ahead, Sicko. I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
No, you almost had me, you know, forget my train of thought here. But as for what I was going to say now, fuck, man, Shmoopy, you fucking asshole. I forgot what I was going to say. Now, what were you saying, Sicko?
I was talking about, if you look at it from like a logistics point of view, the amount of money spent, Israel has all of the most advanced technological military weapons. All right, they have all of it. All right, anything America has, Israel has. You know, they're like the little brother that we just give everything to. The Palestinians, not so much. The Palestinians, not so much. And when you talk about what Israel is doing to the people of Gaza, I mean, even if you say the Hamas or whatever has fired first, even if you want to make that argument, the thing is Israel has the third largest army. Look, Israel has 800,000 soldiers. Okay, Israel is. 8 million. I want to say the population of Israel is like 8 million. That's 1/8 of their country, pretty much, is soldiers. Like, they are fully...
Because they have mandatory... after when you're 18, you have to go into the service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. But I'm just saying, with that kind of technology and those kind of numbers, this is not a war. Israel is trying to pretend like it's some kind of fair ground over there. And at any time, all Israel has to do is be like, okay, whatever, and wipe them off the face of the map. Like, they really could, okay? So now you're trying to say that the person who could wipe the other group off the face of the map are the victims? Really? Really? There's been 3 Israeli deaths, I want to say, and that number may be wrong. Like I said, I've been offline a lot. There's been 3 Israeli deaths since things have recently escalated. All right, there's been 50 Palestinian deaths. There's been almost 500 injuries. And we're not talking injuries like the way Israel counts. Because if you look at Israel's numbers, when they start reporting numbers about how much they're injured, they talk about hundreds they treat for shock. But I heard a loud noise and it startled me.
Well, here's the thing, and here's the thing. The Palestinians actually do have an advantage against the Israelis because they do forget that the Israeli people are a bunch of Jews, okay? Now, they could invent something like the landmine, and they could have the landmine and oven, a land oven, where a Jew steps on it and a Jew falls in the oven. I mean, like, imagine that, 800,000 Jews in an oven. Have you ever imagined that? I mean, like, dude, that would give up the Palestinians so much victory. It's unbelievable. But no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry again, Sickle. Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah. Actually, I had something to speculate on. I actually retracted what I was going to say. Yeah, actually, yeah, Jews, you know, everybody's
not people.
Yeah, you know, Jews are people, but the Zionists, I would particularly say, are not people.
Yeah.
No,
that's a great distinction to make. Is I'm not anti-Jew. I'm not anti-Semitic.
I'm anti-Jew.
I'm anti-Zionist.
I don't really like how, you know,
you can assume
like
that most Israelis
are Zionists. I don't support the Zionist regime.
Look, it is 2012. It is not okay to support a position of racism and genocide anymore. It is not okay.
I mean, Jews and niggers are not people.
No, it's one thing to say words. It's one thing to say words. But when you're supporting a position of racism and genocide, and that's what Zionism is. Truly, that's what Zionism is. It's not even based in religion. It's racism.
But that's what religion was created for.
Well, you see...
No, not really. Religion and racism are 2 separate things. Around...
Here's the thing about Zionism, actually. What Zionism actually is, it's actually a bunch of super Jews, okay? And the only way to defeat Zionism is create super ovens and put the super Jews, a.k.a. the Zionists, in the super ovens. I mean, you guys don't understand what Hitler did. I mean, imagine if Palestine had another Hitler, dude. Do you know how fucked the Jews would be?
Look... Whatever. sorry, I'm not trying to just pass off trolls. I'm usually more fun. I'm just really tired. There'll be a time when I have a chance to troll with people, but that's just not right now. I'm tired. I've been up a lot. Like I said, the first 13 hours after the shelling started, there was a lot of us, including people who are widely criticized, who helped build a network that was able to get... relevant information to people in Palestine. And you can say what you want about Anonymous, but at least we tried to do something, you know?
Amen, brother. What?
Vince, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jihad. Think about what a question you have.
What's that?
What's the question again?
So what do you think? How are things going? That's what it is, you know?
Hey, I want to talk about what we were chatting about in the green room earlier. You were talking about Sabu and how
he
was a coup fan. Tell us about
that. Yeah, he used to link coup songs all the time in IRC. And like I said to you before, there were anti-sec releases that had some coup videos on them. I'm trying to remember one of the specific ones, but I know he had, it was the 5 Million Ways to Kill a CEO song was on one of them.
Right on. Well, with that, we're going to keep the coup theme rolling. We're slowly ticking the clock back. I played something earlier from their new record. Now I'm going to go back one more record, and we're going to take a break. And let's...
Just dessert, it's not just the word. Some of y'all heads up in the clouds. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Bullshit y'all talking about. Out your mouth, I'm not concerned. Cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red. Good and dead, had an ultra perm. The long walk, I learned. Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear. Cause I came with a coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the truth. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck. Sticking hands, something wrong with me. Motherfucker, something wrong with you. When the Jeep just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Sharp and Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Yeah. Get it. My basic statement, I spit street stories till I taste the pavement, trying to stay out the pier where we face enslavement, had a foolproof puzzle till they traced the payments, I was gripping my palm around some shitty rum, trying to find Psalm number 151, forget what I'm old as I clutch the Komodo red, put down the bottle and come, get the gun, let's get off the chain like Kunta Kinte with a Mac-10, they want us gone like a dollar in a crack den, subtly subtracting seeds and stems, mind cloudy through the weeds and phlegm, numbing my brain off of that and the Jesus hymns, if we waiting for the time to fight Jesus. Them, telling us to relax while they ease it in. We get to breathe again. The truth I write is so cold it'll freeze my pen. I boots ride, it's a pleasure to meet you. Never let they punk ass ever defeat you. They got us on the corner wearing pleather and see-through. All y'all's gold mines, they wanna deplete you. I ain't just finna rap on the track, I'm finna clap on the back. And it's the second of that. 500 years before Iceberg ever leaned back in the lap. Before they told Rosa Black in the back. Before the CIA told Ricky Ross to put crack in the sack. The Gil Scott traded rapping for smack. This beat alone should get platinum plaque. I'd rather see a million of us ecstatic to scrap. Cause if we bapping them back, we automatically stack. Check it out.
Favorite music. Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarray
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in gran costo.
Finish him!
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a Philly Negro.
Hey, hey, hey. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay, bye, bye. Back for another hour, 1 hour to go. We're halfway there, kids. Halfway there. And I'm going to do chat room shout-outs here. I'm sorry, no. I'm still trying to wean myself off of shout-outs. I correct myself. I'm going to give a big ups to the chat room in a second. But first I want to bring on my friend, Amber, and the stripper from Michigan. I'm sorry, she doesn't want to be called the stripper. Just Amber from Michigan. Amber, what's going on?
Hi. How are you guys tonight?
Oh, I'm so much better now that you're here.
Is that right?
Oh, it's been a sausage fest all night. They're doing this. It's all geek, hack your talk. I don't understand any of it.
Neither do I.
Yeah, but it gets good ratings. I mean, I'm not going to...
Well, you got to give the listeners what they like.
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is. It's just an exquisite corpse of lulls and fail, all wrapped up in one. Are you there, Amber?
Yes.
Amber, are you on any sort of illicit drugs at the moment?
Marijuana.
Okay. Did you what did you smoke exactly? What was it called? Did it have a name?
No, here in Michigan, we're just lucky to get weed if you don't have a medical marijuana card.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get a medical marijuana card.
No, not if you carry a concealed weapon. It's not.
Oh, okay. Very well, then. Well, great to have you here, Amber. You're on with for intents and purposes, my special co-host for the evening, Forsaken. Big ups to Forsaken for...
Yo.
Before we get back into it, and I bring the rest of the panel on, I want to do a little chat room roll call. Where I celebrate Valiant Keyboard Warriors. Talk to Doctor. a host in the chat. We have LOL 10. Here.
You need to fix your shit, Vince, man. It's really cutting out.
Let me cut the music. It seems like the music interferes. I don't know. This interface is just so janky. Pisses me off. Anyways, let me finish the chat room roll call. Hammurabi's Code, Jewish Producer, LOL Watt, Melissa 13, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Nyon Whale, Sammy 58. Okay. Sammy 58 in the building. Scarlet Kitty in the house. Hey, Scarlet Kitty. Stab Hamed, L Hugs, Vert, and X You Out. All right, I'm going to bring everybody back on. I got Forsaken, I got Schmoop, I got Hammurabi.
Oh, yeah.
I got Sicko, and now, guys and gals, we have Sugar.
Hello. What just happened?
Yo.
I think you fell into a hole.
Sugar, what's up?
Yeah, not much. Just calling him tonight.
What's in mind? What do you think of all this nonsense?
I think it's if Hamas wants any kind of sympathy from anyone, they really need to stop attacking at all, because it's not working and it just gets more sympathy for Israel.
No. You cannot tell the people who are under attack to stop defending themselves. Right? They do not.
Well,
you cannot tell the people whose lives are controlled every bit, who are being collectively slaughtered, to stop defending themselves. You have to tell Israel to stop.
Well, the
Israel
thing is, they're not defending
the
themselves.
Slaughtering people is hilarious.
They need some sympathy on their side.
They have Look, Israel has killed, since the recent escalation, more people, or twice as many people as has ever died from rocket strikes from Gaza. And we're talking 4 days, bro. No. You cannot tell the people of Gaza to stop shooting. Okay, it doesn't work like that. You have to tell Israel, who even if they didn't start it, they're the aggressor. They're the ones who are continuing it. They have escalated it to a whole nother level by the overwhelming strikes. They have to be the first to stop. And that's not saying that you think Israel's right, that I think Israel's right or wrong, because that's my own personal beliefs, but this is something completely different. They have to be the first ones to stop.
But did you know that slaughtering people is hilarious?
No. On that note, my phone is going to die, guys. So,
debatable, Schmoop.
I'm going to let you guys go. But I'll be around. I'll be on Twitter and shit. Be safe, everybody.
All right.
Right on. Thanks, Sicko.
Better, bro.
Take it easy, man.
All right. We lose Sicko, but we gain City of Flint. What's up, City of Flint?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you doing,
man?
Oh, I'm great. There's probably a lot of road noise here. I'm driving down the road. Is it real bad?
No, I don't even hear shit.
Yeah, I'll fix it for you. You gotta give me 2 40-ounce.
Yeah, you gotta bring a 40-ounce.
Yeah, we need about 3 40-ounce, and we'll fix it.
I can stop and get you one for sure. No, that girl
right.
That just is the female.
I've moved on to
44s,
man.
Oh yeah. Amber Dripper. Yeah, she's in Michigan. She's near you, actually.
Wait a second. Amber's in Michigan. Amber, will you go like throw a brick in Gen NX window, please?
No.
What if it was like 540 up?
Amber, what part of Michigan are you in?
Southern.
Say it again.
Down southern, closer to Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Baby, I'm in six right now.
I beg your pardon?
I wanted to tell you that you can have a
Yo, Amber, can you root?
And a card.
I didn't catch what he said.
Okay, well, he actually said this. He said that he's going to throw a brick through Gen X window and that you should join him. He's going to come pick you up right now.
No. I have no time for childish antics. But go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Why are you going to throw a brick through a window?
Well, here's the reason why it's going to be done, actually. It's because this chick named Jen Emick. She's like the Wicked Witch of the West. Well, actually, she's the Wicked Witch of Twitter. And she's this e-whore who, for some odd reason, has this obsession that I'm this guy named Zachary Taylor. And that bitch ain't got shit. She owes me and my son, and she owes the Muscle League about 40 ounce. And she better pay up soon. She actually has till tomorrow night to pay up.
She owes you money?
No. She owes me 40 ounces.
40 ounces?
Old English. Actually, she owes me about 50 of them. Because I remember when we sent a pizza to her house, it was a surprise with Harry Bach. And she owes us actually about 40 ounces because we sent that pizza to her. So all I know is that should be paying up. Shit.
Hey, what strip clubs are near the Indiana line?
I'm not telling you where I work.
Is it like one of those like truck stop strip clubs?
No, not at all.
I've never heard of a strip club near Indiana.
I think it's called Get In, Get Out.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Go get you a gun and get your CCW, and then go pay the ARAP $50 and get yourself a medical card. Come on up here to Flint. We'll hook you up.
ARAP. I have an interest in Arizona, but thanks.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to help.
Thanks.
Always looking out. Appreciate it.
I was thinking that. That's actually a good speculation for us.
Gonzo?
I can't hear shit.
Hey, Gonzo. I have a bunch of people on the line, but their hands aren't up. If you want to join the conversation, just press the number 1. If you're on hold, press the number 1. Forsaken, Hammurabi's code, Shug.
Are you asking us if we want to talk? Because I'll say something.
I don't know. He's not. I can't hear him. He's in and out. So who
yeah.
are you? I've heard your
I'm
voice
Hammy.
Before. Hammy?
Yeah, you can call me Hammy. Either way, yeah. I got something to say real quick, and then you and I can chat. How's that?
Right on.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected. I was actually got a PM in IRC. From Crypt Keeper. It would appear, I honestly trust what he says 100%, and it doesn't appear that anybody logged shit as far as the server goes, or any of the mods, or any of that shit on their server. So it's a good server to go to as well. ReaperSecIRC.net. Gotta have SSL on 6697, and then you get a graveyard or any other channels. Anyway, how are you doing, lady?
I'm wonderful, mister.
Awesome.
But Amber.
Do you have big titties, Amber?
Well, everybody has their own on what big titties are.
They're double D.
I'm a 36 double D.
Those are big titties.
Okay, then I have big titties.
Nice work, Amber. Would anybody else like to talk about Amber's titties, or do we move on to a new subject?
Are Amber's titties real?
Can I ask you a question since I just told you how big my tits are?
Yes.
How many inches is your cock?
8.5.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right.
Now what do we do?
Fap feverishly while I play some porn music.
Oh, God, no. I'd prefer not to do that. I get a laptop on my lap. I don't even know how I'd arrange that.
Yeah, it's 8 whole inches to deal with.
8.5. Don't tell me short.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, Egypt's talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, fuck Egypt.
That's just what I was going to say. Fuck them people. Let them kill themselves up. Who gives a shit about them people? I don't care.
Oh, she's got a good point. Here's what I was going to say earlier. I don't understand why the fuck we're getting involved anyway. We have enough problems here to take... we don't need to send anybody anywhere. We can employ a fuck ton of people here to fix the shit that's wrong in our country first, and then we can go run around and fucking police the world if we really feel like it. But maybe that might, by then, we'll just kind of be like, oh, well, you know, it's on the other side of the planet, so why don't we let them fucking figure that shit out?
But then how are we going to get cheap oil?
Day one.
We have a fuck ton of oil up in Alaska. We have more oil up there than anybody does anywhere on planet fucking Earth.
But don't ruin our glorious Alaska. Think about the environment.
Oh, plus we'll be minus a bunch of fucking palings. What would we do without all those?
You niggas go ahead and talk about this. I'm gonna go get myself a 40 ounce.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna need me a 40 ounce too. I just got one actually.
Hey, I'm gonna play some music and lift for a second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I like to lift during the show.
Who does?
Makes sense. Wait, Vince?
What?
Bro, you need to calm down. I'd actually like to make a toast. So right now I actually have a bottle of Coke with me. And I'd like to say a toast. Free Palestine.
Palestine?
Delicious. I think I just spent about 5 to and just drinking that.
Dream Palestine.
What?
Alrighty.
What's that?
I'm going to try to fix my audio technical difficulties, and we'll be right back with more from our cast of characters here. If you want to join the conversation, 347-826-7667.
Like H-Rap Brown with the situation. Broke in the calluses, cause I'm spitting and dialectical analysis. So how is this we never had no funk until you found out that our trunks are revolutionary, huh?
Sure.
Bump you over like dominoes, rat.
So free Geronimo, you jack a prick.
Lyrics, hear it, lyric, can't get near it. Got a sample, didn't clear it. Point blank says, fuck 5-0, that's the spirit. Cheer it. Spat out the fact that I consumed, knew that I was doomed since my native first to be the wretched of the earth. Never had a dream that was American.
They go to like the Cherokee.
Disparagus.
But that ain't nothing new.
Told the streets where they would go, whoever paved that shit
got minimum wage, too.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Hey everybody! I don't give a fuck. My Patriot Ray. I'm back party going on over here. Hang on a second. Okay. Hello. Test 1-2. Is this thing on? 1-2-3. And the place to be. Okay, folks. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back with Forsaken. Forsaken, are you there?
Yo, I'm here.
You can hear me? Bad audio again. Great. Well, don't worry, because we have a surprise guest that's now joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, out of retirement, back on the interwebs for the first time I can remember in God knows how long. Ladies and gentlemen, old friend of the show, a partner in crime with Op Kanye. I'm talking about my home skillet, Shari Wongs. Welcome back, Shari
Wongs.
No
way.
Yo, dude.
What's up, guys?
This has to be a big troll, man.
It's not, honestly. Dude.
Okay, it's actually him. Where's he going?
Back.
What? Yo, is that Forsaken?
Yeah, where's he been?
Yeah, let me tell you who you're on with, Shari. You're on with Forsaken. You're on with Shmoop. You're on with Hammurabi's Code. And you're on with Amber the Stripper from Michigan.
Holy shit, there's a name I haven't seen in a while. Fucking Tari Wongs, how are you?
Good, dude, how are you?
I'm good, man, just kicking it.
Yo, Saiken, where's Keisha when you need her?
What?
Where's Keisha when you need her?
I don't really need her, man. But I don't know, where is she?
I don't know, she skipped town after our fun.
Didn't she get, like, pregnant by some, like, Mexican army dude? Like, army vet
yeah.
or some shit?
I wonder if she's mad that we still slaughter with CPS.
The irony.
Well,
I think that's what that layer of searcher, aka Nick Cohen, drinks so mad.
Lerez.
Yeah, Lerez, aka Nick Cohen, drink.
Yeah,
what a name, Nick Cohen, drink. Nicholas Cohen drink. Very
researcher.
What a
Vince.
Name.
Yeah, what's up, Simon?
Okay, can you put... Vince, can you put me in Saxon in the green room for a minute?
Oh,
yeah. We got Shari Wongs and Forsaken, Shmoop, Hammurabi's Code. So you want to go in the green room with who?
For Saxon.
All right, I'm going to put you guys in the green room. I'll check back in with them in a second. Out of nowhere, Forsaken and Shari Wongs both calling the same show. I love it. And we still have, Jesus Christ, we still have a half hour.
That's unreal.
Dude, I remember Shari Wongs came on I have very vivid.
And you got Shmoop.
Huh?
That's a fucking show, Vince.
Yeah, pretty epic cast. Good times. A lot of good memories with Shari Wongs last summer on this show. I like to think of it as the summer of lulls.
Did you know that Shari Wongs is actually the leader of Anti-Sec?
Probably. I don't know. It's hard to keep up with all this shit, dude. I just don't.
Well, yeah, he's actually the leader of Anti-Sec.
Dude, it's a fucking unreal show. I don't think Vince even understands.
What are you talking about? All these people have called into my show. Everybody on the panel tonight has called into the show multiple times.
Bacon's called in one time before.
Yeah, but he used to chat and hang out and stuff, though. Actually, I had many of the I had Lulzak call into my show. I had fucking more Forsaken, his crew, Team Poison. I had almost all the Team Poison guys called into my show. Sabu called into my show.
Yeah, but have you ever had Yuji Natsu on your show?
No. No, I think I was off the air when that whole thing. I go on hiatus.
Oh, well, that's a shame because
I think that was
my
hiatus.
Me, Cosmo, and the great Mir Islam would have loved to have been on your show.
Yeah, I missed that whole wave. Sorry, my bad.
It's cool, man. It's cool. Just give me 240 ounces and we're even.
Yeah. Just not anything and just be quiet and just listen to them. Oh no, it's going to tell them that they're unmuted though. No, what I can do is I could put all of us in the green room with them, and if we just shut up, we can listen to what they're talking about.
Let's do it.
All right, but you know what? That sucks for the live listeners because they are not going to be able to hear. So, in the meantime. We'll play some music here. Let me get the band going. Hang on. I'm going to dip in there for a second. Hang on.
Are we all muted?
Forsaken and Shari Wong.
Yeah.
They're all live back to the shadow. No,
hello.
What's
Yeah, what's it with Jocko?
Yeah, I sort of have, like, I sort of can't sleep, so that's why I'm on here. It's like almost 5 a.m., well, 4:30.
It's like 7 a.m. for Charlotte, right?
Huh?
Sorry, what's 5 a.m., 6 a.m., something like that?
Yeah, it's like 4:30 here, and I'm still not tired.
Get them kids off my lawn.
You kids get off of my lawn. Shit.
Anyway, I'm very surprised to hear from Forsaken and Shari Wongs. It's been a pleasure. Right now, I think that Crappy Airbags is probably having a wet dream.
Crappy Airbags.
Where is he, dude?
He's gonna shoot his load when he hears this archive.
Is he not on?
Misses, dude. He misses you so much. He's an old guy, like 9 o'clock.
Wait, he's having a wet dream, so he's dreaming that he's in a swimming pool?
We got a ton of other callers on the line. If you want to talk, press the number 1. That's how it works here on Blog Talk Radio.
Because I joined, bro.
What?
Because I joined, bro.
A mic in the background. What the hell's going on?
Huh?
It's not me. I can hear it as well.
Huh? I don't know. I don't think it's me. Like,
am I unmuted?
Like right next to me.
Everybody's muted, by the way. Nobody is muted. People get
it's actually me. It's actually me. The great Nick Cohen drink.
Nick, appreciate that.
Does this happen a lot when you get a lot of people on the line?
What does what happen when you have a lot of people on the line?
You're very choppy to me. I can hear everybody.
No, he's
here.
Choppy as fuck.
Yeah. Like, he's choppy to everyone. It's not just you.
I hear everybody perfect but you, Vince.
Yeah, no, his shit's fucked up. Somebody hitting the space bar over and over.
Oh, that's me, man. I'm sorry.
I just hit them.
I'm not hitting the space bar, though.
Okay.
All right, I'm on my phone now. This is ridiculous. I think I'm under cyber attack by the bronies again. Fucking, I'm going to have to change my IP because of this.
Yeah, I know why you're safe. Like, last time I checked, it wasn't the brony raid. Trust me, I know. I'm a brony. You know, like, I look into that kind of stuff. There's not a brony raid plane. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, fine. It's probably somebody else then.
Okay.
Maybe it's anti-sec or pro-sec or prilosec or some shit like that.
Damn, prilosec. It actually couldn't be anti-sec because Charlie Wong is actually the leader of anti-sec.
I am the leader, bro.
Maybe it's just 4chan in general. Maybe they found a new target or something. I don't know.
Well, actually, did you know that bronies are not people? They're kind of like niggers. They're actually worse than niggers and Jews.
Funny. I don't know, like...
Bronies are not people.
And I don't know, personally, I watched the show. I enjoy it. I enjoy, like, you know, like, the fan art and the fan music. Stuff like that. You know, like, I don't shove it down people's throats.
You're extremely gay.
to each their own. I
know gay people. You're extremely gay.
Tweets their own.
All right. I'm not here to tell you how to or not to suck a dick. I don't have any experience in that field. I'm gonna leave that up to you. But I'm just saying.
That's so clever, man.
Here's the thing. One, I'm pretty sure if I was gay, chances are
fucking
I would be gay.
Fucking
Brody,
take that, you faggot. Fucking nigga.
Funny.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I'm so pathetic. I make the gay guy go, I make those gay guys go straight. Trust me, dude.
I'll bet you sneeze glitter in the whole nine yards.
Glitter? No.
How exactly do you
I fucking
see
rainbows, motherfucker.
Yeah, this is something
there's
I want
to hear. There's a sonic rainbow up in this.
I see these rainbows, motherfucker.
Yo, guys. Did anyone see that, like, Minecraft got hacked?
Minecraft got
hacked?
Huh.
They've friggin' got my account in it as well.
That's fucked up.
It's annoying.
Don't
I couldn't play Minecraft for, like, a day.
Don't
I was
you
so annoyed.
As a rule, as anti-sec, you should do something about that?
I was mad that they got Minecraft.
That's fucked up, man.
Like, Minecraft's amazing. It's the only, like, good Java game.
Minecraft's pretty good, I guess. I don't really play it that much.
Yeah, it's, like, it's amazing, bro.
I don't know, like, as I said, you know, like, you know, I don't play it that much.
Like,
because
you can build stuff
it.
With blocks. Like, who wouldn't want to build stuff with blocks, dude?
And I don't know, like, I guess I just don't really have the time to actually build stuff.
Well, what the hell else do you do in the other time?
I don't know. I just prefer to
ride
play
a 10 roller coaster that doesn't actually go that fast.
Like, I just prefer to play different types of games. Like, Minecraft's pretty good. I won't deny that. It's a good game. It's just, I don't play it that much.
But it's Minecraft, bro. And Catgirl. You are correct in saying that 50%.
Halo 4, man. Halo 4 is fucking badass.
Halo 4 seems kind of unnecessary. I'm still surprised that they even made a fourth one after the third one was supposed to be the quote-unquote
final. Where's Vince actually gone, dude? Where's he gone?
I was never watching the Halo series anyway. I'd sort of think it's kind of weird that they would make an end to a series and they make another one. But whatever.
Fourth one, dude, is like something they've been working on for quite a while. If you just see all the changes and shit, it's like completely fucking badass.
Yeah,
I don't like the games I'm more excited for. Well, are the new Epic Mickey. I think the Mickey Revolution and Epic Mickey 2. I'm more excited for those games.
Rainbows.
Yeah, but Xbox is crap.
I have a Wii. We have two games.
Jesus Christ, this nigga just said he's got a Wii.
What? Wii has two games on it. Like,
you're
Brawl,
so fucking
Epic Mickey,
awesome.
Nice Journey
bro,
of Dream.
I'm
games,
gonna
man.
Fuck you up your ass. Nigga,
Wii.
I'm gonna fuck
you.
Wii
would like
nigga. I'm gonna fuck you.
Dude,
take
Legend
I'm gonna fuck your shit, ass. Niggas. I'm gonna go drink my 40-ounce and blunt.
Dude,
nigga,
I got
the win. Hey, the Brody, I'm gonna roll through with a 40 ounce in the bathroom.
Leroy Jenkins.
The guy got Mickey's. I don't do you old English. How do you say that I'm gonna shove a 40 ounce just right up your ass just for being a Brody? Just answer that question for me.
Why is the Taliban in chat?
I can chug a 40 in fucking 40
rock.
Seconds. What a.
What was the question? I didn't hear.
Alright, the question was that how do you feel that
muted Biadman for breaking rules. Dude, but the Taliban is mute. Dude, they muted the Taliban.
Anyway, you were saying what
was
it?
Dude, you guys don't understand. I'm under cyber jihad attack right now. I have retreated into my bunker. I'm now doing the show over my phone. I'm not in the chat anymore. I don't know what's going on. The Taliban is here. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
The chat, dude.
Huh? What?
I just joined. And then a harp, dart, rinse, tango down.
I missed you in the chat. I don't know. What's your name in the chat? Catgirl23?
Vince.
Yeah.
Hello, Vince. Are you there?
Yeah. What's up?
Hello. Why was you wondering if you were here still?
Yeah,
my name
I'm here.
Is Catgirl23.
Did he ask if you were still a hater?
Comment button.
All right, we got another caller here. Let's take this caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air. 904 area code. Who is this?
Hi guys, it's Cyber Monkey. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing great, Cyber Monkey. What's up?
Oh, hey there, Monkey.
How is
the
everybody?
Sausage fest up in here, man?
I'm then.
Cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I just, actually, I was taking a nap. I woke up and I turned around and noticed you were having a show and everything, so I decided to call in and say hello to everybody. I'm just up working
just,
on a parallel.
You're just monkeying around?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my god! That was so funny! Fail of funny! Long. Long.
That was obnoxious.
I'd
throw my fucking shoe at you for making that noise, nigga. Shit.
So what the fuck?
What?
Yeah, everybody got quiet. What's up?
Andy's back.
I don't know what's up. I don't even know what's down.
BTR, go home.
Hey, y'all, so y'all listening to Tyrone in the Bay? You know, Vince got kicked out, so...
By the way, everyone's
over.
Everyone is dog spin.
We Tyrone now.
Hey, to the brother on the show... To the brother on mic right now, how do you think they're going to fuck up the ass of the 40-ounce? You know, answer my question.
Doug, cool one.
Funny.
Another call.
I couldn't even hear your question.
Nigga, are you deaf?
Okay, I got another
so
call.
You know what? Whatever.
It's white enough.
Caller, you're on the air. Nine.
Stop.
Okay, who's this?
Hey, it's X you up.
X you out. What's going on, man? What do you? What,
X
what
you
doing?
Out. What's up, man? What's up, guys?
Hey.
Nah, I just wanted to call in and just say hi to my boys. A lot of names haven't seen around, and good to hear their voices. And,
you have a very sexy voice. Has anybody ever told you that?
Me?
No.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I haven't been told that before, but I thank you.
Actually, do you know what I'm sapping your voice right now?
Excellent. That's pretty, I'm actually kind of hard that Mr. Wong is on, and, you know, I was going to say, oh my god, a palm. But, you know, just because the Aussie thing to say to a, you know, but
it's
not
pretty
demeaning. But actually, Smoops.
Okay.
It's all right.
As long as you claim it.
Smoops, though, he does that. It happens, baby. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, me and Schmoop are circle jerking right now.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
You know, it's all good. It's natural. But, yeah.
I didn't know if you were flapping your arm to put a needle in it.
Forget to bring a towel.
All right. Just wait for it. It's coming in a minute. You'll hear the noise. He makes a noise like Chewbacca before he comes.
Oh my god, you hit that motherfucker hard!
The hell's fapping?
Finally, fapping.
Come on!
Shit. Yeah, what's up, Hanny, you faggot? You're on my shit list, by the way, but I love you anyways. There it is.
Yeah, guys. Everybody doesn't want me sapping anymore. I'm sorry. He got mad.
Nigga, you the 3-minute quickie.
Jimmy for Russell.
Oh, shit.
One.
That was pretty good. Wait a minute, I was in the middle of something. Hey, how you doing?
I think we lost the Wongs.
That's not
good. Too long.
Why would you
do
that?
The little nigga Cherry Wong, where'd he go? He's here, I think. For a second,
you know,
that should barely walk.
Maybe he's scared. I don't know.
Poor kid. Foreskin still there?
That was a surprise, though, no doubt.
Yeah, what up?
Foreskin.
Yeah, oh, all right, cool. Just wanted to make sure that was it. How you doing, brother?
We're all
pretty
good,
man. Just enjoying the night and shit. It's fucking Saturday. Just chilling. Not really doing much. What about you? Oh, I just want to give you chicken props, man. You came out of the gate tonight right off the bat and very well spoken, and you made very valid points of your opinion, and I think you've actually made tonight's show, like, the first, as I said, the first mature show of everyone's, like, talking, like, real and...
Wait, mature?
Like, factual. Shut up. But, yeah, no, that was impressive. I think even Vince was impressed. And, yeah, man, that's tips my hat to you, and you have knowledge, you know, and whatever is whatever, but you got a good head on your shoulder, kid, and just wanted to give props to you on that. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And now I know, and knowing is half the battle.
Oh, God. This kid reminds me of the dude from Revenge of the Nerds, the one with the glasses and the big nose there. That's who that kid reminds me of.
I haven't seen Revenge of the Nerds, so I don't know who the hell you're talking about with that character.
Irrelevant. Anyways,
I like to more compare myself to Gimpy from Undergrad.
Yeah, you know the Brony on the line, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I kind of just want to blow up your house right now. Thank you for stepping in, Shrimp. I appreciate that. No problem. Seriously, I just want to put C4 under his car right now. He's like, yeah. Whatever. I was on something there. Somebody was saying I got a sexy voice, and then all of a sudden I get ambushed.
Yo, Shroop, you're being called out on chat right now.
By who?
Ooh. Catgirl23.
The nerd caller. Which one are you talking about?
You have a nerd caller, by the way. Who just?
Oh, me?
There's only three other people I could assume.
Yeah, you have a nerd. No hate, but you're the nerd.
Yeah, I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd.
It's all right, brother. That's the first step to being a man, is admitting what you are.
Old black dudes, Kate.
And the second step is you got to admit that you're a nigger. So, you know. You actually got to admit that you're a nigger, and that's the second step. So we're gonna have you on live right now and admit that you're a nigger if you want to be a man.
All right, we're going to go ahead and put everybody on timeout for a second. I hate to do this, but we got 10 minutes left, and I got a bunch of ladies on the line. So bring on Melissa 13. Hello, 13.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, totally. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I got really bored. And I'm not even sure I can ask anything, but I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, what the fuck just happened to this show?
What do you expect, internet radio at God knows what hour in the morning?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that. Now
wow.
I suddenly feel like a giant pressure to talk about something interesting.
You wanted a topic. What's your topic? We got 8 minutes to discuss.
Hand me a topic and I'll talk about it.
Well, we were talking about Gaza earlier. We tired of that, and people started capping on each other, and I don't know, I was kind of thought some of it was kind of lousy. But.
Wait, what? I misheard you. I'm really sorry. What did you say?
Never mind. We were talking about Gaza earlier. What are your thoughts on
Right, yeah, Gaza, yeah.
I think people wanted to light it up, which is all good, but then it just kind of went, crash and burn.
Really?
Yeah, no pun intended.
I mean, I thought it was actually—it wasn't filled with lulls off the top. It was actually kind of different to hear, you know,
what?
Guys or whoever actually have a dialogue with each other without.
I was saying it was interesting when everybody was talking about that kind of shit, and then after that, it went.
Oh, it's because
dive bomb.
Yeah, because Vince's audio was off, and he was in and out of the room, and people were left in the middle of dead air going,
it's freedom,
what are we talking about?
Yeah, it's all your fault,
Vince. Yes, it's Vince's fault.
Yeah, he's supposed to be, he's the fucking MC here, right? He's supposed to be directing, like, the direction of
fucking
the radio
show, right? Now, mute me.
Right?
Let's
take this shit over.
Yeah, okay. Wait, what, you want anarchy? Here's
just
anarchy.
Kidding. No, no, I don't want anarchy. I'm just kidding. Come back. Please come back.
I'm sorry. If you want me to, I can rule my show like a complete Nazi.
No,
please
don't.
Yeah, do it like Ghost does. Do it like a fucking Nazi.
I can totally do my own version of Ghost. I could just fucking shut the whole party down right now.
Vince, I think your shit goes to, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, mind you, but the show kind of goes in a weird, who knows what the fuck people are talking about direction when you stop being part of the conversation.
Right. I can't help it because I'm under cyber attack by the bronies.
It's fucking bronies.
Yeah.
And I also don't believe you, but. Like, to me, it's. I think it's more like you want to run off and get, like, another, like, bag of pretzels or something. You're like, I'll just let these people fend for themselves while I go do whatever the fuck I feel like doing right now. That's what it feels like. I feel abandoned. I felt abandoned as a listener.
I appreciate your critique of the show. I will file that in the circular file. And
yeah, I'm sure. But, no, I'm just saying that your input into this show is...
Download.
No, it's paramount to what happens. If you stop talking and engaging, it just becomes like a weird-ass, free-for-all, who-the-fuck-knows-what-anyone's-talking-about kind of situation.
Yeah, I kind of like that sometimes. Sometimes I just I prefer to let other people talk because I think what makes the show is the mix of characters.
Sure, most of the time. But when it's crashing and burning, man, you got to step in. Maybe I'm alone in thinking it was crashing and burning. Maybe I'm just...
Oh, no. It totally went off the rails alone. I'm tired. I work late.
Vince, I have a question for you. Let's talk about Vince for a minute. What does Vince do for a day job?
I do video and audio production work.
So does that mean you, like, go and... work at weddings and DJ shit, or like, what does that mean?
Tweet out pictures of shit that I do. I do videography and shit. I shot Chelsea Clinton two nights ago.
Doing what?
Speaking at some bullshit fundraiser thing.
Right. So you do videography work.
Yeah, and I can edit. I can whatever, you know.
Well, no, and I mean, I can tell that you're good at that. I've seen your fantastic YouTube videos, and I'm not even being sarcastic. They made me laugh so fucking hard.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know what you did for a day job. Like, now, like, when you were tweeting yesterday about being in a room full of, like, uber-rich people and how uncomfortable it made you and that you want they were all douches, I was like, what the fuck does this guy do for his job?
It was filthy, dirty, rich people.
What was the situation there? Like, what was going on?
It was just a non-profit, you know, fundraise gala, you know,
right. Just
nothing big, nothing, no biggie. Some chick from Facebook was there.
Who, what?
Some bitch from Facebook.
Oh, wow, somebody from Facebook? Oh, you mean actually works there, okay.
Yeah, some executive. I don't
know. Right. Some bougie ass shit.
The other day I did one with Andrew McCarthy was panel of one of the ones I did. The guy from weekend at Bernie's.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait.
Pink.
What?
Yeah, Andrew
Who?
McCarthy. You know that actor?
Is that Weekend at Bernie's guy? Like the guy?
No, he's not the actual Bernie guy.
Oh no! Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's like the Brat Pack.
He's like part of the Brat Pack. Yeah.
Yeah, I shot him the other day.
Doing what?
Talking about it was an author panel. I guess he writes travel books now.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a panel of different writers, authors, some other fundraising bullshit.
Right.
But it was a panel, and he was on the panel, and he was cool. He was funny.
Right. Well, hey, look, this is like, it's now turned into for the last, whatever, 10 minutes or whatever is left of the secret life of Vince in the Bay.
Yeah. Okay. One real quick anecdote about Chelsea Clinton. I hope I'm not Patriot Gregging.
You're not.
Okay. So Chelsea Clinton, she basically just does philanthropic work, all right? You know, she works for her dad's foundation, blah, blah, blah. Her personal motto that she puts out there encourages other philanthropic organizations to use as inspiration. Her motto is, get caught trying.
Interesting.
I shit you not.
Well, it's apropos.
Get caught trying. And she's a straight face. And I would look, I was like, this is fucking surreal. And you know what I thought was interesting also? When they did the, like at the end of the thing, everybody, you know, sort of bids on, or whatever, bids on donations. And we were throwing out 50,000, 25,000, 10,000 donating.
Right.
Chelsea's hand did not go up at all. She just took her speaking fee and said, sayonara.
Wait, was he part of the people that were raising the money? Or was he, like, I don't guess I'm catching what she was doing wrong.
What was who doing wrong?
Well, like, okay, like, so she was just a speaker for this company that was trying to raise money, and she didn't put her hand up to donate money, or?
Yeah, they do a gala dinner. And they try to get some, you know, named celebrity type to be the keynote speaker, and it helps attract a lot of donors.
Ah, right.
And that's what I said. It's just a bit, and it was right in the peninsula. Is where all a ton of venture capital money,
right,
is at. And so a lot of those type of people were at this gala. And, yeah, it was kind of interesting, the dynamic.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. I've rubbed elbows with the leets.
Yeah.
Anyways, in shapes and forms. We're gonna sign off live here. We're gonna go into overtime. Everybody, hang on. We'll go as long as everybody wants to. I have everybody on mute except for me and Ma. But I'll bring everybody on in a second. First, wait, I'm going to bring on Shadow Gino. Shadow Gino, are you there?
Yep. Hello.
How long have you been a listener of Ghost?
Since about 2011.
Okay. All right, so you don't remember him in the true...
No, like I've never watched his true conservative radio thing.
Okay, fine. It was the same thing basically, but
less trolls.
Way less troll. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, to be honest, with Ghost, like a lot of people, the main thing about Ghost was the fact that he got trolled a lot, and it was funny to see him rage.
He's the biggest lulz cow on the